National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Welcome to the Big Biz Show, featuring insight, analysis, and a lot of stuff that's none of your business.
Hold on. This is the Big Biz Show. I think it is their business.
Making the markets work for you. Here's the man with the plan, Sully.
Live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show is on the air nationwide, coast to coast, television and radio, nationally and internationally. Let's go down the list of affiliates. We've got Biz Television Network nationwide, coast to coast, and close to 60 million TV homes strong. You've got American Forces Radio Network in 175 countries and all the ships at sea. And then let's not forget our good friends at Biz Talk Radio Network nationwide. And then, of course, here in Southern California, our latest network is ESPN. Maybe you've heard of them before. And the new and improved Your Business, Your Life, Your San Diego's ESPN 1700 AM. And good to have you along today. So as we were talking about the markets momentarily, just for a few seconds, the long story short is that you've got yourself a sort of an environment here where the Dow Jones keeps touching on the psychological level, which means absolutely nothing, by the way. It means zero. But if you look at that chart again, and Murph, take a look at that chart. It's frightening to me how we could go sideways and get so close, yet a psychological barrier like this has such an impact on the market. Let me tell you the good news here. Every time we go sideways like this, and if you're listening to me on the radio across the country or here in Southern California, I know you can't see the chart that I'm talking about, but I will put this chart up at bigbizshow.com, or better yet, if you follow me on Twitter at Sully on the Air, or follow me on Instagram at Sully on the Air, I can take a screenshot of that and show it to you. But what you're going to see here at the very top, that sort of dotted squiggly line there, going from the beginning of December all the way now, is just, you know, kind of doing this, kind of going sideways. That's called consolidation, and that's a good thing, which means it is, you know, ever heard of the saying, one man's ceiling is another man's floor? That's exactly what this is here. This is a support level for if the market ever goes above this, okay, and it drops down to this level. So let's say the market goes to 20,100. When it drops down towards 20,000 again, it's going to have some nice support there, keeping it from dropping below 20,000. On the other side of the fence, if we see this market kind of fade away, you know, as the inauguration comes, it drops down to here. When we're, let's say, the 19,000 level or the 19,500 level, once we start going back up again to that 20,000 again, that's going to be what's called a resistance level. So what we're seeing here is support and resistance. It's a good cop, bad cop sort of thing, but it is what it is. And I'm going to tell you, I would rather take support and resistance any day versus volatility. I would rather see us go sideways for a little while because something's going to happen. It'll break one way or the other, then we'll know what's going to happen. Lots of stuff happening today. This hour, we've got Steve J.J. Wiseman, who authored this book, Identity Theft Alert, along with a number of other books called The Truth About Avoiding Scams. And I can't even name all the books he's written. I think it's close to 11 books at this point. But he's been a member of this cast on Big Biz Show straight from Boston, Massachusetts, or something, Amherst, I believe it's where he is. And for 10 years, one of the most trusted guys I know, and probably the expert in the country on scams. I read his stuff in USA Today a lot. But what I really read every day, as do my college-age kids, they go to scamaside.com. Guys, bring up that website for me. Scamicide.com, of course, the scams, fraud, identity theft manifesto. And right there, you're going to see the scam of the day. Let's say hi to Steve Wiseman. Steve, how are you, sir? Good to have you along.
Terrific. Good to be with you, at least in by proxy in Southern California.
Well, it's great because, you know, for 10 years or 8 years, we used to only hear you on telephone. Then you got in the studio. Now I get to see you. So that's a good thing.
There you go.
Let's look at your scam of the day today. Talk about that, because I think when we start thinking about webcams and we start thinking about security and we start thinking about how we can be taken advantage of, I think this is the last thing I expected to see on your website today, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because webcams themselves are a real issue. They also, the DDoS attack, you may remember the attack in October that took down Amazon and PayPal and CNN and a bunch of others. It's one of these things where the bad guys hack into millions of computers around the world and then use those to flood the sites they want to shut down by doing it with too much information. And the primary tool that they used were webcams. They got into them because people aren't securing their webcams. And it's not just that they can be used for these kinds of attacks, but anything that you have in the Internet of Things, including there's a rubber ducky named Edgar, anything that is connected to the Internet of Things, including your webcam, is connected with your computers, your information becomes vulnerable to a hacker that can use that easy way to get in.
Now, you're talking about a webcam. Are you talking about your cell phone that you're using, like for Facebook Live? Are you talking about the camera on your computer? Define webcam for us so we can start to be careful.
Right. On this one, I'm talking more about the ones on your computer. The ones that you have on your smartphones are not presenting the kind of danger that we do have for the ones that are in our homes. And, you know, there's been a lot of extortion against people that have been using webcams. What happens is people get tricked into thinking they're having a romantic relationship with someone. They get lured into doing something they probably shouldn't be doing online. And then suddenly it's you pay me money or I'm sending these photos and videos to your employer or putting them up online. So the webcams are just dangerous in so many ways.
So wait a second. So are you telling me that my camera at home, let's just say, for example, you're using your webcam right now to talk to us via Skype here on the Biz Television Network. And as we're seeing you there, you're telling me there's a way that somebody, if you didn't happen to turn it off or you didn't happen to secure your computer, somebody could hack into your computer using that?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Has it? And here's one. Here's a good trivia question. What do James Comey, Steve Wiseman, and Pope Francis have in common? What we all have in common is a very low-tech way of protecting ourselves. Now, I use a special password, and I've got a good router with this, but I put a Post-it over the camera. And so that's one way of protecting. It won't protect when someone gets at your webcam to steal info, but it will protect it from taking photos of you when you don't know that it's on, but actually it gets turned on remotely or someone accessing it in that fashion.
I can't even believe that I'm hearing the fact that somebody could actually watch you at home through the camera on your. Now, let's say your computer, your computer falls asleep and you had a password and it's and the screen is dark. Now, is your camera can still be remotely activated that way?
Yeah, it can be. You know, this is one of the things where we also give college students who have the cameras in their dorm rooms on their computers. We warn them about this because they are frequent targets. And there are voyeurs who will also be looking to do this for extortion purposes, who will get at the webcams. This happened to a Miss Teenage America, Miss Teenage USA. She was extorted. And the cyber criminal who got into her webcam, and she was not doing anything on purpose. It just happened to be a webcam in her dorm room. And she wouldn't pay up, and he put her videos online. He's now doing time. But it's a real easy crime to accomplish. And to keep it from that kind of spying, you just put a Post-it over that camera when you're not using it.
You know, what's interesting about that whole thing is that you see this type of stuff in the movies years ago, how people are, are looking at, you know, watching us and so on and so forth, you never think in terms of them getting involved, you know, in your personal life like that. I guess the spying on you is lesser than the actual getting into your computer through that portal, right? I mean, it's almost like the target hack. We go back a couple of years ago, that target hack was done through an HVAC system. They got in through a computer on one of the thermostats and actually got into the computer. So it's actually the bigger question here, Steve, is actually the cybersecurity side of this thing, where they're accessing your computer through your camera, right?
Yeah, and you talk about the science fiction stuff. Just yesterday, the FDA put out a warning. You may remember over the summer, there was talk about the St. Jude's medical device company had a pacemaker that was able to be hacked. And the FDA looked into this and gave a warning about this. Now, there is software to protect that. But this was something when Vice President Cheney had a pacemaker put in, he took his offline because he was afraid and legitimately concerned. People can hack into medical devices. They can take over your car. They can steal information through the devices from your computers and your smartphones. It really, whatever you think, it is far worse than that.
Steve, for where I'm sitting, I think the best bet is, and obviously we're out of time today, but I think the best bet for... is let's use the post-it note and maybe just turn your computer off, right? Doesn't that seem like the most reasonable effect?
Yeah, and you know, you also want to get a router that's going to protect you. You want to change passwords. You want to make sure your router is updated so it will automatically download the latest security protection. You take some basic steps that can protect yourself.
There you go. Steve J.J. Wiseman is the scam man. Scamicide.com. There's his book, Identity Theft Alert, one of the smartest guys I know and a close friend and a trusted advisor to the Big Biz Show. I appreciate that. Coming up, the business of oil and water and acquisition strategies. We'll talk about that in just a second on the Big Biz Show. Stand by.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, Sully's Biz Brew, our affiliates, and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about interviewing or covering a public company who has paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org. Oh, my goodness. Live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California, via ESPN, Biz Talk Radio Network, as well as Biz TV and American Forces Radio Network. Big Biz Show's on there. Good to have you along today. Coming up in just a few minutes, Kyle Harrington and the Wilsey brothers. Actually, it's father's son. They're going to join me in the 3 o'clock hour. Which, by the way, is radio only, so if you want to listen in and continue to listen, you can go to ESPN1700.com and take a listen there. Meantime, the rest of you can always watch on your mobile devices at Biz TV Club. Just go to BizTVClub.com, and you can watch all of the programming here on Biz TV, including myself and Ray Lucia and The Capitalist and Momstown and Women Mean Business and every other show that's on there, and you can do so for the low, low price of free if you type in my name as your promo code. So there you go. In the meantime, my good friend Origin Clear CEO Riggs Eckelberry, their stock symbol OCLN, joins me here on the program. Riggs, great to have you along today, and I wanted to bring you in because as I read more and more about gray water and about the water crisis here in Southern California, I want to bring you in because you guys started out, as we talked about last week, as an oil and gas play where you were cleaning up using your proprietary technology, water from oil wells and such. And now you are in the business of potentially solving a drought problem in areas such like California. Great to have you along today. Good to see you, and welcome.
Thank you, Sully. And, of course, what drought? What are you talking about? Yeah. There's 48 inches of snow in Truckee.
Well, the funny part, let's talk about that, because you become sort of a weather guy through this thing, just because we have this snow coming in this last couple of weeks, And rain doesn't mean we have a drought that's been solved yet. This is not like, you know, like Hollywood movies. We still have a real problem with water table.
We certainly do. The water table has been critically low, and this is a reprieve that will buy us a little bit of time. This is kind of like when the enemy has stepped, you know, you're at Dunkirk and the Germans have not moved in. Like, okay, sure, you can do something quickly. So that's kind of, you're right, that there are systems out there that, and we have one of them, that will help with the problem, for example, with gray water.
So the main, let me back up, because the main system you guys originally came up with, the technology rather, and it did start out as sort of a sticks and bricks play, but the main technology that you have now is very simply dovetailing off of the original technology that you have, where you had this proprietary technology where you folks could literally go from oil infested water to almost drinking water in a matter of seconds. And
that remains our strength. Absolutely.
Yeah, and when there's nobody else nobody else can do that, correct? So that leads itself to gray water technology, right?
Yes. Okay. So to take it from the top, what we have here is an ability to clarify very dirty, very oily water quickly. We're doing that in Kern County right now, and we had a huge, breakout success this summer with the local oil production cooperative acknowledging that we have the technology, and we now have two licensees vying to enter that space on our behalf. Similarly, we have in China the horrible black water that comes out of landfills. We can clean up that stuff the way no technology can. So we've really developed that. Now, moving beyond that is we have a second tier of our technology, which deals with water that's now clear, but still has toxins, still has the drugs that your municipality can't take out, the solvents. Right now we're in tests in the LA area on getting dioxane out of the aquifer, which is a mycotoxin that does not get removed by ordinary filtration. So we're really at the front end of innovation for water cleanup on a fast, chemical-free, energy-efficient basis, and this, I'm very excited.
You know, so I have to ask this, Riggs, as we're watching your video here online at OriginClear.com, and I know our radio audience, all you need to do is just go to OriginClear.com. You know, we're watching, you know, the video on there of literally three sinks full of water, one of which is completely, you can't see through it. The next one looks like you're cleaning out your coffee cup, and the last one looks painfully clear compared to the first one. Can I ask you? Does it come down to that could eventually be drinking water that we're looking at, or is that all just gray water for now?
Right. So what it starts out as is really black stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Our technology gets it basically clear. Now, it might still have dissolved salts and things like boron. But those technologies already exist to get that stuff out. The real problem has been in industry and agriculture, et cetera, and oil production, is if it's nasty water, it clogs up every filter and you can't clean it up, so they end up dumping it. And that's been the problem with the oil industry for 80 years now. They've just been forced to dump it into disposal wells, et cetera, because it's too difficult to clean up properly. And we offer the solution. And the agriculture people are very grateful.
Hey, before I let you out of here today, Riggs, I have to ask you, the acquisition strategy that you're on, and I know you're a publicly traded company, and I know we can't say a lot, but is your intention, because the technology is already there, obviously you want to take advantage of the business model that's tried and true, and that's building up the P&L with assets. Do you intend on continuing that acquisition model going into 2017 and beyond so far?
Yes, we're very happy with the revenue that we've gotten from the first acquisition. They're doing fantastically. We are intending to do at least one more acquisition this year, which will make us a profitable and fast-growing, cash-rich company, which is always a good thing.
Yeah.
And the technology will continue to be developed, and it will go out through our acquisitions, which is a little stealth strategy that I'm working on here, by companies. Put the technology out through them, they become the preferred manufacturer.
And there you go, Riggs Eckelberry, the CEO, founder of Origin Clear, a leading innovator, a leading provider of water treatment solutions. There you go to OriginClear.com. Their stock symbol, OCLN, by the way. They got a great acquisition strategy. Go look at the videos online. By the way, anything you want to know, anything you want to know about getting involved in the companies right there on the website, or you can just email me. I'll put that out on Twitter to our 40,000 or so social media followers. We'll go from there. Coming up, I can't wait to talk to this guy, Kyle Harrington's in studio to talk about the intersection of business and politics. Stand by.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
The Jeff Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California, on the Biz Television Network nationwide, coast to coast, American Forces Radio Network in 175 countries and all the ships at sea, Biz Talk Radio Network from the left coast to the east coast, and right here in Southern California, ESPN AM 1700, Big Biz Show is on the air. We're brought to you by Prudential. Let Prudential be your rock for retirement. Also brought to you by Bayer Advance. Better science, better results. Little company you may have heard of called Starbucks. Stock's doing pretty good. Starbucks coffee, stock symbol SBUX. Also, Bloomin Brands and their fine family of restaurants, including Roy's Restaurant, Fleming's Steakhouse, Cheeseburger in Paradise, and of course, the ever popular Outback Steakhouse, their fine family of restaurants. Okay. Do you look at the bitchin' phone I've got on the set here that says VTech 4-Line Business System? The new system is the most affordable and easy to install 4-Line phone system on the market. VTech's new 4-Line small business phone system, the perfect solution for small business owners that need to install a phone system that has got the qualities, it's got the features that have previously only been available for companies with bigger budgets. Guess what? You can expand this thing with the push of a button, and because they register wirelessly, you can expand them. It's a snap. And VTech wants to help you and your small business grow this year. So for the entire month of January, they're going to offer 20% off of any small business phone bundle. Just use the promo code NTK. N as in Nancy, T as in Tango, K as in Kite, 65EEK, and go to VTechPhones.com. Nice. Isn't that a nice phone system? Wouldn't you like that?
It works.
Look at that. Kyle Harrington back. I am so happy to see you. Damn, you're good looking.
No.
You are.
No, no.
You're good. Are you down because of the market? You're down because of the president? You're down just because it's the new year, and you must hear, your phones must be ringing off the hook. Kyle, of course, runs Harrington Capital Management right here in San Diego, California. So if you're listening to us in Southern California, it's easy to find him. Just don't try to find his website because it has you need the CIA to it's Harrington Capital MGMT.com?
Yeah.
All right. That's not so bad. Can we just do like Kyle handles your investments.org or something? I'm going to get you a new website. I'm going to do it.
That's actually interesting.
Kyle is one of the smartest guys as it relates to the business of business and the business of politics. And I've wanted to talk to you. We are 10 days away from the inauguration. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you called. You called. Yeah. You said Donald Trump is going to win. You are giddy. You're happy. You're a big Trump supporter. Can I ask you, did you watch the Golden Globes the other night?
No.
Did you hear what happened with Meryl Streep? Did you hear that story?
Yeah, she made some negative comments. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me that.
I just want to ask you about this.
Yeah.
I believe Donald Trump, he's not using the media to decipher what he says, as past presidents have done. Mm-hmm. Past presidents say something, the media reports on it, we read it, and we get a... He's just going straight at us with tweets, okay?
Interesting.
Now, I like that in some respects. In other respects, he also shows that he's a little bit juvenile when somebody tries to criticize him.
Okay.
So what do you think overall? I personally like the fact that we don't have to go through mainstream media to sort of decipher what he has to say.
Okay.
The other side of the fence, it disappoints me when somebody, you know, pokes the bear and he has to hit back. He can't just let it go. So it's a two-sided sword for me. What about you?
Agreed. I think that if he can control the sarcasm and the tweets that are sort of, call them off color.
Yeah, right.
I think it's actually very interesting the way that technology has allowed now the president to directly directly communicate with the citizens of the U.S. So I think it comes down to him being able to better filter what he says. The technology itself and his direct relationship, I think, is fantastic.
Let me ask you something also. As a money manager of a lot of dough, a lot of clients, you're in a lot of 401ks, you're a trusted financial advisor. My question for you is your life gotten easier? Are people more optimistic? Because I know people were uncertain last year.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that people have, I mean, your business, look at, you get paid based upon how the market's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, I mean, and you have to make smart decisions for these guys.
Which is not always easy.
Which is not easy. Yeah. And your phone blows up when things go south.
That's right.
What's the optimism level like? Because, I mean, those are your open air indicators. For your people talking to your people, how do you feel?
I feel like they're more settled. I think the word is settled. Like
they,
the market people, they don't like uncertainty, right?
No.
So we went through a lot of uncertainty last year, right? We didn't know. We were going back and forth. It was Hillary Clinton, hands down. And then mid-year, it was sort of, wow, Trump made some interesting, you know, comments in the debate. Oh, he won that debate. And then the momentum started to pick up, and whoa, okay, that means a whole different paradigm for the stock market, for investors.
Sure.
I think that investors were clearly leaning toward having Trump be the person that was going to handle the global economy and taxes and regulatory environment and all those things. And I think we'll benefit long term for that.
I have said all along that if he just does one thing, and that is reduce corporate taxes, that's going to our corporate tax rate is the highest of the industrialized world. We're at 39%.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking 15%, which is in line with the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 24% gross gain.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if companies come back to the States, they're going to pay more for labor.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say they pay 10 or 15% more for labor. There's still a 6 or 7% upside to the bottom line here.
Agreed.
Plus, you create jobs here, you create GDP because of the spending that goes on. So if he does nothing else, I think the economy goes better. Now, obviously, the economy and the stock market are two separate things.
Mm-hmm.
They're related, but they're two separately.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think it's going to take him, in your opinion, as a financial guy, to put the tip of the spear into this thing and then have it affect your clientele?
Very, very good question. I've had that talk with myself a bunch. I think the second half of 2017, we're going to get a look into just some of the things that he's doing. Now, what I am very impressed by is the people that he's put in place.
Okay.
I think his cabinet overall, the people that he's appointing, I think is going to be a very key piece of Donald Trump's overall performance. So I'm saying, Sully, look, these things don't happen overnight. I mean,
right.
I can tell you that. Right. But I think second half of 17 going into 18, we're going to start to see with more clarity the moves that he's making and the reasons why he's making them.
You know, one of the things you and I have talked about off the air last year was this idea of a blind trust.
Mm-hmm.
Most public officials, a blind trust, by the way, is when a public official puts all of his assets into a blind trust whereby a trustee, without the knowledge of the owner of the trust, invests or manages that trust in such a way as to maximize gain, but without the owner of the trustee knowing exactly what he's doing. Pretty tough when you own 500 businesses.
Yes,
it's pretty tough when you own real estate in every country in this, almost on the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, critics. I mean, there's a chorus of ethics experts that are crying foul. There is no antitrust for a president, so nothing he's going to do is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of the fence, how do you get full and complete separation? And is it even that necessary in your mind?
Great question. I mean, again, you highlighted the important piece. It's pretty much impossible for him to divest all the assets that he has around.
And he would have to. Keep in mind, he sold all of his stock literally back in June of last year.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't own shares of a company, so to speak, but he owns a lot of real estate. If he had to issue sanctions in Ireland, let's say, and that real estate would plummet as a result, his earnings would plummet as a result. Do you think he could, you know, take a stiff, use a stiff upper lip and just do it?
This is what I think. After watching him through the debates and really paying attention to his overall demeanor and his focus, I think Donald Trump is really all about the United States and getting it back to where it once was. And so I firmly believe that he would make a decision based on the benefit of the U.S. economy and the citizens of the U.S. over his own I think he's doing okay personally with, you know, financially.
You know, it's funny. Well, sure, he's the wealthiest commander in chief in our history. But what's funny is he hasn't done anything yet. He's not even president yet.
Right. And everybody's already.
But here's two things. He's not president yet, and he seemed to have saved a pile of jobs in Indiana, and Ford didn't leave to go build a manufacturing plant, and they quoted it was based upon optimism on his pro-business stance.
What does that say, right? So you have intangible, you have things taking place. That is my whole point, Sully, actually, about, you know, the uncertainty that there was last year. Mm-hmm. Now there's certainty. Ford will make a decision based on that. And I think that they've made a decision based on his pro-growth, pro-business orientation to stay where they are. What does that do? Well, that saves a lot of jobs domestically, right?
Yeah, right.
And I think that's a step in the right direction.
And not to get deep into the weeds in what you do, and I want to, when we come back from the break, I just want to know if more people are investing, or you think more people will invest, or do you think there's going to be a wait and see? And we'll talk to Kyle about that in a minute. In the meantime, take a look at this chart of the Dow today. Dow Jones, NASDAQ, and S&P. S&P was dead even. NASDAQ went up 20 points and got a record. But look at the Dow. Dow keeps on going sideways, which I would argue, and we'll talk to Kyle about this shortly, I would argue that this is not a bad thing. I would say that as you take a look at this red line here, which is not, which is a 50-day moving average, and the blue line there, which is sort of going sideways here as it goes along, you're going to see them converge at some point. This is not going to last forever, and something we're either going to go over 20,000. We're going to go over 20,000 at some point. It's either going to be sooner or later. My question for Kyle, of course, is going to be: are people going to put their toe back into the market even further after, you know, post inauguration? Because it seems like we're sort of in a wait and see mode. We'll talk to him about that. Kyle Harrington, Harrington Capital Management, the intersection of business and politics. Coming up here, it's a Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. Follow me on Twitter at Sully on the Air, and I'll tell you a little more about the Biz TV Club after the break. Stand by.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Biz TV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request Biz TV.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
And now, Geico Saving Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers. Like, he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, Sully's Biz Brew, our affiliates, and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about interviewing or covering a public company who has paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org.
They voted Ben Bernanke sexiest Fed chairman ever.
Cool.
It's Sully and Russ on the Show.
It's Sully. I did put you. I just like that reason. It is Kyle. You're going to hear Kyle a lot here. There he is. Look at on the television screen. Wow. There's Kyle. Right on the website next to the Emmy. Boom. Yahtzee. There he is. Kyle Harrington, Harrington Capital Management. It is the Big Biz Show. I'm Sully. You can follow me on Twitter at Sully on the Air. Follow me on Instagram at Sully on the Air. Facebook, Bob Sully Sullivan. And, we're nationwide coast to coast on radio and television this first hour. Second hour, if you want to continue listening, of course, on ESPN. San Diego's ESPN, 1700 AM. You can go to ESPN1700.com and listen. And I'm going to see if Kyle will co-host that show with me. Sure. It's big money, pal. It is big dollars for guys like you.
That helps.
Could you imagine how many dates you'll get by co-hosting with me?
I would get.
Come on.
I got to hang out with with you.
Let's talk a little bit about. Let's talk a little bit about who's putting money in, who's taking money out, right now. Are people? I know that you people feel settled. I'm thinking people are opening more accounts now. I would be opening an account because in 10 days. When this guy can pull the trigger, let's face it, this guy's a great businessman.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what? It's funny. You know what I like about him the most And I told you, I think I told you this once. I met with a venture capitalist once, and I said to them, how do you decide what businesses to fund?
Yeah.
Right? Like, how do you decide?
And they say management.
They get 1,000 businesses thrown at you. Which ones do you fund?
They say the management team.
Two things. Management team, and here's the best one that I thought, and this applies to Trump. I want somebody who has failed.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. I want them to have tasted failure. And here's a guy like Trump, right? I mean, the one thing you got to say, whether or not you like his politics or not, he's persistent. Well, he doesn't give up.
He is
experienced failure. You know, these bankruptcies and all this stuff. Bottom line is, he's still standing.
He has pulled himself out of... He's pulled himself out of...
The abyss.
Of the abyss. And look, the thing I like about this, and I've talked about government regulation for a long time, and I was telling my daughters, because one of my daughters is extremely liberal, and she says, well, look at it.
She still talks to you?
Oh, sure she does. Okay. And I said, look... She goes, how can you support a minimum wage increase when it falls on the back of small business? And she says, well, they shouldn't be in business in the first place if they can't stay in business. And I go, wait a second. So you do every single thing right, okay? You dot your I's, cross your T's, you check the market size, you run the pro formas, and out of the blue, the government comes with a stroke of the pen and increases your expenses by 15%.
There you go.
She starts to understand this. I think the best thing that he's going to bring to the table, and hopefully this works, is that is going to be the absence of government regulation coming in. Mm-hmm. But forget about small business for a second. Mm-hmm. Let's bring ourselves back to a Republican who set the worst government regulation in place with the best intention, and that was the Patriot Act under George W. Bush. Mm-hmm. Now, he did that because of 9/11, okay? But the Patriot Act threw the baby out with the bathwater. Do you think there's an opportunity for Donald Trump to also correct that, because that has really marred the financial industry and the banking industry. Mm-hmm. And for people that are not in the industry, how it's marred it is because it's made it almost prohibitive for you to do business in the way you used to be able to do business. It's almost, you are so fraught with regulation, it's almost tough for you to manage people's money.
Sully, you hit a really hot topic in my business. I mean, it is very difficult to orchestrate business the way that I orchestrated, or I would assume other investment managers have orchestrated business.
Sure.
15 years ago.
Right.
Anything from what you just highlighted, international money coming into the United States, that is a major red flag.
Yeah, because
whom it is.
Let me tell you what's interesting. So if you have a brokerage account at Charles Schwab for your own account, okay? And let's say that I want to buy a surfboard or a car from Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
So Kyle, I'm going to wire the money. Okay? I used to be able to go to my Schwab representative and say, hey, look, can you wire? I'm going to buy a Volkswagen off of Kyle. Can you wire him $10,000? Bing, bing, boom. Kyle has his account. Now, because of the Patriot Act and because of the Money Laundering Act, Anti-Money Laundering. So if my name is under the name Big Biz Show, okay, my account, I have to have a corresponding bank account. So let's say Schwab account says Big Biz Show. Mm-hmm. I've got to have a corresponding B of A account that says Big Biz Show. Mm-hmm. I've got to wire it to Big Biz Show, and then I can wire it to Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's $80.
Total. I'll give you another
example. That's because of the Patriot Act.
Absolutely. I'll give you another example. I happen to have a rental home. Okay?
Yeah.
So I rent this house out vacation-wise. Like people come in town in San Diego. We're here in San Diego. You know.
Right.
They pay me via PayPal. Okay?
Right. Sure.
I get an email that says, you got money. I'm like, all right, right.
Okay, so yeah. So
you know where I'm going with this?
Yes, they pay their rent via PayPal, right, sure.
They pay their rent via PayPal.
Yeah.
I get it. You got money. I'm like, great. I click on it. 31 days until you actually get your money, but it's sitting here in the PayPal account.
Yeah, because they want to make sure that it's not somebody. Now, look.
Sully, when I did that, I've been doing this for about 8 years.
Yeah.
6 years ago, the same day.
Well, it's the money in the account. And the reason you do that is so you don't have to take a check and worry about a check bouncing.
Exactly.
Right?
And it's fast, right? You think it's fast.
So a great intention, but a bad idea and bad execution. Kyle Harrington, once again, he'll be back. You're going to feed him a ton. Thank you, buddy.
You bet.
I will tweet out the name of his website and such. You'll see him often. I'm going to try to talk him into co-hosting the show here more often. Coming up in just a few minutes here, as we say goodbye to our television audience, we're going to keep the radio stuff going on. If you want to listen to us, ESPN1700.com. Chase Wilsey, Brent Wilsey, Wilsey Asset Management joins me to talk about much of the same things, only probably calmer, with less anger, although equally as handsome. Chris Yannick is our director.
Michael Murphy, our assistant director, Curtis Matters, our floor director, Jared Coleman, our executive producer. Thanks again to the folks back at Center Post Limited. I'm Sully. Hour number two coming up. Big Biz Show. Stand by.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,